Shalom Aleichem on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Tik 10 for Talmud. Tumura Chav Tes, Tumura 29a, pagination is 57. We'll start at the Mishnah, which is the first wide line. Ve'ezehu esnan. What's considered the payment for a zona, for a prostitute, which the Torah prohibits as an animal to be brought on the Mizbeach in the Beis HaMikdash? So we're talking that a man made a deal with a woman to be with her, and he's going to pay her for her services using an animal that otherwise would be kosher for the Mizbeach, and then she wants to go ahead, or the person she sells this animal to, wants to go ahead and use it for a karbon. That's our discussion. So to start off the discussion, we need to know what's considered an animal of the transaction. Ha'omer lezona. A person says to the zona, a man says to the zona, holich telezeh bischareich, take this sheep as your payment. Fa'afilu hein kuf, even if there are 100 animals, kulan asurin, they're all going to be prohibited. And the Gemara explains that if it was 100 for her wage, so of course the 100 are all prohibited. That's her wage. What it means is that her deal, her wage, was one animal, but he gave her more. And the Mishnah is teaching us that we don't view them as a gift. We view them as an extension of the wage, whether it's called a tip or a bonus or a recalculation of the wage. It could be that if a man pays more, he gets more excitement from the experience. It's the payment of the zona. That's what it is. And therefore, all of those animals are going to be prohibited for the Mizbeach. V'chein, similarly, Ha'omer lachaveiro, a person tells his friend, holich telezev v'salashiv choscha etzel avdi, take this sheep and take your shivcha and mate her, have her spend the night with my eved. Rebbe omer eina esnan, v'chachamim omrim esnan. Rebbe says that is esnan zona and it's prohibited. I'm sorry, eino esnan, it's not esnan zona, and it's not prohibited. And the chachamim is the prohibited shita, omrim esnan, they say it is esnan zona, and is prohibited. The Gemara develops this discussion, we don't have time for it in our segment, but to be aware, if it's a shifcha that's non-Jewish, with an eved that's non-Jewish, so then it's not a prohibited relationship. And that's not your case of esnan zona. Esnan zona is going to be a case where there was a prohibition being done. Likewise, if it's his own eved ivri with a shifcha, again, it's not intrinsically forbidden because an eved ivri is allowed to be with a shifcha. That's part of the services that's permitted for the owner to expect that the Eved Ivri will father more children for him. That's the beginning of Parshas Mishpatim, it's mentioned. So the Gemara does have different explanations for this Mishnah. One possibility is that the Eved Ivri involved does not have a Jewish wife of his own, because the only case you're allowed to give him a shivcha is if he already is bound to a Jewish woman, and this is an extra relationship, but he has to be, the way we phrase it, grounded in the Jewish community before we can go ahead and do this. Another possibility would be that Eitzel Avdi is really just speaking in a clean fashion, but he means for himself. Take your shifcha and mate her with me for this wage. But in any case, that's the discussion if it's indeed an esnan zona. Let's skip into the Gemara. And the Gemara tells us that the parameters for Esnan Zona are very particular. It has to be that the cohabitation was being paid for. Four lines up, Tanu Rabbanan, we learned. Nasan la v'lo ba'aleha, if he gave her the wage, the sheep, and he never ended up with her. Or ba'aleha v'lo nasan la esnana. Or he was with her but never gave her the wage. Mutter, the animal, is still permitted. Ask the Gemara, nasan la v'lo ba'aleha, if he gave it to her and was not with her, esnana karisle, so why would it be called Esnan Zona? He never was with her. Vesu, additionally, ba'aleha v'lo nasan la, mayayiv la. If he was with her and never gave her anything, so then he never gave her anything. So where's your Esnan Zona concern? Elahachi k'tani, this is what it means. Nasan la, he gave it to her, va'achakach ba'aleha, and then later on was cohabitated. Or he was with her and then later on gave her. It's going to be permitted. It's not a direct transaction attributable. Why wouldn't the Esnan be applicable retroactively? Meaning he gave her the sheep, and then at a later occasion was with her. So then it should be lemafreya, that animal still sitting, waiting, is on hold, if it'll become Esnan. Amar Rabbi Elazar, shekadma vekrivaso. She already brought it as a carbon before the cohabitation. Ask the Gemara, hechi dami, what are we talking about? And by the way, there's an obvious question here. If she already brought it, so why is this a shaila? The answer is, we want to know if she fulfilled her obligation or she botched up. She gave something to the Beis HaMikdash that never should have been a karban. But the Gemara is asking the dynamics. Inema de'akna ne'ele la'altar, if he's giving it to her right away, pshita de mutter. It's permitted. It's a gift. The adkan lo bola, because he's not coming to her now. Vela de omar lo, must be that he said to her, lo nikni loch, it doesn't become yours at shas be until the time that we're together. So then mimatsi mekavrala, how could she anyway bring it as a carbon? You could only bring a carbon of something that's yours. And this is not hers yet. Lo tzricha, must be the case, skipping two lines. De omar lo, he told her, lo mekanya loch ad shas bia. It's not really yours until the time of the cohabitation. Ve'im mitztarich loch nikni loch me'achsha. But if you really want it, you could take it now. And the key over here is that if she does take it now and uses it as a karban, it's not called esnan. It's considered a gift. She preempted the status of Esnan, even though clearly the reason he gave it was expecting certain expectations from her. Just to pause here and be thoughtful, to realize that this woman is doing stuff that's really immoral, wrong stuff. But she nevertheless is interested in bringing a carbon. She wants to connect. She wants to bring a carbon on a different topic. But she wants to bring carbonos too. She's behaving like this and she's doing that. And that mixed breed is really humanity. Dropping down later in the Gemara, again, parameters of what would be prohibited in terms of Esnan. Amar Rav, five lines up approximately from the first wide lines. Esnan zachar ve'echad esnan kol arayas osur. If a man would want to be with a man and pay him for that, or any other prohibited relationships, osur, that's all going to be creating esnan zona and prohibited for the mizbeach, chutz me esnan ishto nida, except if he were to do esnan with his own wife, who's a nida, and there's discussion what would be if the woman was a penuya, an unmarried woman, where it's not an intrinsic erva. Hai lav zonahi. She's not a zona. She's not a prostitute. She's not one who has strayed. There's a prohibition, but she's not intrinsically someone who's straying, who the entire relationship is immoral. Skipping to the third of those wide lines, v'shanosan lo schar lahafka osa. If he pays her the wage, which is not a wage, he's paying her for her lost wages. Not a wage for the cohabitation, but to give him an hour of her time. It costs, because otherwise she's a merchant. She has losses. So that's not a wage, and that's not called esnan zona. V'shenosna lo be'esnano. And likewise, if a woman pays a man for his services, that's not called esnan zona, the Gemara says. We have such a case, you may recall, Baba Metzia Pehei, Baba Metzia 85, where there was a man, the student, the child of a great rabbi who was mixed in to the underground market. And the description there is that people would hire him. So such a thing, as prohibited and unacceptable as it is, but it's not the definition of esnan zona. Yashar koach, thank you for joining.